Hello everyone, this is Monsef Asker and welcome to your divine uniqueness. Thank you so much for your presence and for being here today, and I hope you are enjoying this first week of the new year. And and as you know, this year is about new beginnings, and how to say, this has really special energy. It's really fresh and exciting, but what we want is to really actively participate in this energetic shift and use these energies in a harmonious way that will serve us, like, personally, and create a life that is filled with more light and more love, and also that will serve our collective consciousness and our planet. And today with Lori Spania, we'll be talking in more details about that and about the ascension process. And for those of you who are not yet familiar with Lori, she is a spiritual teacher, visionary, light worker, star seed, intuitive, and healer. And I think this is the third time she's joining us on the show. And I worked with her personally earlier last year, and I'm really, really amazed by how she is able to really help you in raising your vibration and having this excitement and joy about creating what you really love, and really creating this momentum of the things that you really want to create in your life. And also she's having really, really powerful activations that will she'll share with us today during the course, so stay tuned. And So as I said, we'll be talking about the ascension updates and how to move through these energies and use it in our benefits. And also we'll have a Q&A later on the call where you will be able to ask your questions. So as always, for those of you on the phone, Skype, and the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing *2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your question on the question box. All right, so now I just would love to share with you a little bit about Lori. So Lori Spania radically transformed her life after a series of near-death experiences while living in Maui. She is a best-selling author of the book, How Psychic Are You? 7 Simple Steps to Unlocking Your Psychic Potential, as well as Animals in the Afterlife, and Learn Animal Communication, as well as the author of the upcoming book, 2 Years in Maui. Lori has over 20 years of experience serving humans and animals around the world, and is an internationally recognized speaker, author, and teacher who provides seminars and workshops for spiritually minded animal lovers about how we can improve our lives by learning from animals. As a spiritual teacher, visionary, light worker, starseed, intuitive, and healer, Lori teaches about ascension and acts as a guide to awakening spiritually minded animal lovers, light workers, starseeds, and way showers. And with that, Lori, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Monsef. How are you? Thank you for having me
I'm
here
great.
Today.
Wonderful.
It's great to be back with you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really happy. I'm always happy to connect with you and talk to you, and also to have you on the show. The last shows, it was really incredible, like the information you shared with us. And yeah, I'm really excited about what will unfold and what you will share with us today. So yeah, I'm really excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And as I said in the beginning, I was talking about the ascension updates and the energies of this new year. So I would love if we can start with that in the beginning, and then we continue our discussion. So I would love if, from your perspective, what we are called to during this new year as light workers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so first of all, as far as light workers go, I love that you positioned the question that way, Monsef. One of the biggest things, I feel like what's coming through for me to share today is really slightly new, something very different than almost ever I've shared. It's the role that we as light workers who are ushering in the new vibrations and frequencies and reality, the higher truth, what we're supposed to do in the next year. And that has to do with completely releasing our desires to be saviors, to save the world, to fix the world, to heal the world, to fix the problems. I know that's so crazy, because everything that the mainstream has been learning is that the world's in trouble and we need to fix this, we need to solve this, we need to heal this, we need to resolve that. And we as lightworkers have been doing that for a long time. We're not new to this. We're not waking up like, oh my God, there's problems that need to be fixed. We have been doing that, healing and resolving our inner wounds, our inner pains, our inner traumas, our inner struggles for a long time. We're not new to this concept. We understand that the outer world is a reflection of what's going on in the inner world. And so we, at the forefront of this huge shift, the first and second waivers, which are the people I'm talking to now, we understand that we've had to do that inner work in order to make any kind of shift. But now what we need to do is take a very big, big, huge next step, and that is to let the world fix itself, to let those in the third wave take over with the fixing. And we, in the first wave and most of the second wave, have to now begin to step back and stop trying to save the world. Stop trying to heal others. Stop trying to resolve things. And instead, simply focus 100% on pure self-love. I know that's so different from what we've said, because you see, but this makes sense. Does it make some sense? Do you understand why I'm saying this? Or like?
Yes. Yes, it really does make sense. And it's I don't know, it's how, like, it may be sometimes it feels maybe challenging when it is related to people that we love, that we are we live with. So
Well, let me explain why I'm saying this. And this is definitely downloads that have come to me very recently. The biggest thing that's holding ascension up, ascension and the awakening and the shift, the thing that's been slowing it down is our need to save others. And it is. We're worried about our family members who aren't getting it. We're worried about our friends. Mm-hmm. We're worried about our animal companions. Mm-hmm. And so that part of our worry, our concern, our fear that they're not going to get it or they're not going to catch up is actually slowing down the process. We're the ones in the way right now. Because the thing is those beings who we're worried about, they're in the third wave. They are in the third wave. They're not even meant to wake up yet. They're not even meant to wake up. They're not going to wake up yet. They're part of the third wave. The third wave doesn't happen until the first wave is totally complete, which the first wave is complete. First waivers are already up. They're wide awake. They're teaching this stuff. They're, you know. Second waivers are waking up. They're still waking up. They're still saying, yeah, I know this is real. Yeah, you know, I'm getting on board. Or they're starting to maybe even say, I want to do this for a living. And they're developing their gifts. They're taking classes. They're taking workshops. They're buying telesummits. You know, they're listening in on calls like this. But in order for the third waivers to wake up, first and second waivers have to completely free ourselves and absolve ourselves from needing to help them, from seeing them as not waking up, from seeing them as lagging behind, from perceiving that we have to help them or move them forward. That is the next phase. That's where we're at right now. And what that means is, I'm just restating what I've said already, what that means is, we have to heal our inner savior. We have to stop being saviors. And we have to heal our inner wounded healer. The wounded healer, which happens to be Chiron, by the way, in the astrological lineup, just to kind of bring that in as a side message, that wounded healer is trying to save the world. It's slowing the process down. And so, okay, to go back to what you brought up, Monsef, with like, well, what about, we are worried about our friends. Well, what about them? How do we do that? It's to start to fully embody and embrace that their high self can be trusted. Their high self knows exactly what it's doing. Their high self is in charge of their destiny. It's anchoring in deeper levels of trust that they're fine, that they're going to be perfectly, finally divinely guided when the time is right for them. That's really it. And it's not so easy to do, to tell yourself that. So this is why, you know, we could do some energy healing on it, of course, today. Mm-hmm. But that's part of where we're going. That's what for those of us in the first wave and the second wave, that's what it is. And just a further part of this is, how do you do it? It's through self-love. Because as you love yourself so much, you no longer carry a fear. You just don't carry the fear that someone else won't be equally loved. They will find their way to love too, because everybody is finding their way home to love. It's a process of love.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said a little bit earlier, like, when we feel like we are the savior and try to save others, like, this slows down the ascension process, because maybe it will create a dependency from them upon us. But what we want is to let them be their own creator of their reality, embrace their sovereignty, and but it will be at their own pace. So it's we need to be free from that and let them be free as well.
Yes. The other thing is, see, what happens is, part of what we don't always realize is that what we have now is all these entanglements and attachments, energetic entanglements and energetic, their connections, right, to our loved ones, to our families of origin, and, you know, through marriage and through our, you know, our DNA, our ancestors, our bloodlines. But, and also just our loved ones, you know, and our, of course, our animal companions, which are included in that group, in those groups.
Mm-hmm.
But we have so many entanglements and so many ensnarlments, you know, things that snarl us up, entangle us, attach us. And those are, regardless of how healthy the relationships might be, entanglements, ensnarlments, and attachments are never a good thing for the ascension process, for the awakening process, for the enlightenment process. So the point is, you know, even if the attachment or the ensnarlment is one of, I want them to awaken because I know how much better it will be for them, I want them to receive the greatness of what I've received, I want them to benefit, those are still attachments, cords, and connections. And what they do is they leak energy because mm-hmm. of the very nature of an attachment. And so the leaking of energy is part of what's holding up the process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in order to stop holding up the process, this is what I'm saying, it's about releasing the attachment and the entanglement without necessarily releasing, we're not at all saying release the love. We're not at all saying that we don't want for their highest and best good. We're absolutely still absolutely strong and committed in the desire, the choice, and the intention that the highest and greatest good for each individual, whatever that might be, prevails, and for the collective, okay, as part of the collective, for the whole,
yeah.
For all beings, right? So without question, that's our highest intention, is for the highest and best good of all beings to prevail on planet Earth. And especially, you know, also for each unique individual as uniquely appropriate. But that doesn't mean we have to have an attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Right, just means it's just the truth, the highest truth. So as we align with that, we release the attachments, and we come into a greater freedom, a greater liberation, a stronger, clearer, purer, energetic that assists in the ascension process even more, with even more rapid speed. It's actually really cool. To me, it's all new. It's very new.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really wonderful. And also, as a light worker or a star seed, it's when you are seeing that we really need to let go of being a savior to others. So as a light worker, when we offer a service to others, like teaching or healing or any kind of light work, so that means that we need to be okay that there are people who won't resonate with what we offer, and it's not our work to force it onto them, and to like we won't change them. We just need to offer our work, and it's their responsibility either to change themselves or not.
Yes, that's right. It's sort of like you can put it there. It's that concept of you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So you can say, here, this is available for you. Here's my service. Here's how I can support and assist you. And it's up to you if you choose it. But it's up to us energetically to have that non-attachment, to really understand non-attachment, to not be attached to the outcome or whether they actually do receive it. It's up to them to make that choice.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, it's about self-love. We need to love ourselves deeply to be able to be in that state of non-attachment. And
exactly.
Freedom.
It is a deeper call to self-love. This is the thing I'm really realizing, is that, and I mean, I don't think that what I'm saying is anything, what I'm about to say with the self-love thing is anything really new, but I really understand it on a deeper level than I ever did before. And that's the root cause of every issue in our reality, every illness, every disease, every physical problem on earth, every issue with our governments, our world leaders, our medical systems and institutions, our relationship issues, our whatever those issues are that we're facing, whether it's money issues or financial issues, the root cause is a lack of self-love. I mean, you could say it's a lack of love, a perceived lack of love. There really is no lack, but we're operating on planet Earth. I always call planet Earth a planet of lack and limitation, because we've been trained as a society to perceive lack. Right? I mean, you could say the overlords of our planet, those beings who have been in control, global elites and extraterrestrials and whomever else has been in control of this planet, whether you believe in that stuff or not is irrelevant. Whoever has really been in control have been very bad parents. They have not taught us how to love and care for ourselves, and they've not taught us how to love and care for one another. And so we have to teach ourselves. We have to learn, because they taught us about this concept of lack and limitation. There's not enoughness. There's not enough money. There's not enough health care. There's not enough wealth. There's not enough time. There's not enough this. There's not enough that. And we're operating unconsciously and consciously from not enoughness, right? I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough support. And so this is a lack. We've all been operating from lack and limitation. But when we come into self-love, be a full embodiment of self-love, all of that goes away. It starts to get, it just absolves itself. And then you no longer think you need to save someone else anymore either. You're not coming from a place of savior, because there's so much richness and fullness in this love. It's almost blissful euphoria from this process of self-love. Everything is always fine because you're just in so much love. So what I'm saying is this is why I see a lack of self-love as the root cause of all our issues, because as we learn to self-love, we realize there are no issues. We have everything we need. And we know that from that frequency and that vibration, we can have anything we want. And by the way, since no two vibrations exist in exactly the same place at the same time, when we're dealing with the concept of duality, no two things can exist in exactly the same place at the same time. Right? We're talking about space, space and time. No two things can exist in exactly the same place at exactly the same time. So therefore, if you're in an energetic frequency of love, no illness can exist there. No lack can exist there. No poverty, no nothing else. Love. It is the solution. It's the ultimate solution. I will tell you, at the end of last year, when things were really hitting the fan, I mean, we were going through a really tough time on planet Earth last year, were we not? I mean, would you agree? Yeah. And we were muddling through, and we were managing through, and we were making the best of it, and we were learning the lessons, you know, seeing the bright side and still reaching for the light. But it was really tough. And at the culmination of last year was, I think, when people really realized, wow, this is so tough, I almost can't. I just can't keep going with this. A lot of people were getting to that point. And I know myself, what I was asking over and over again, my mantra in my head was, what is the solution? What is the solution? What is the solution? I was asking that about things in my own life particularly, but I just kept getting love. Love is the solution. Love is the cure. Love is the way. Love is the solution. Love is, that was what I was like, okay, well, I need a little more clarity, divine spirit. Like, I'm talking to God and my angels and my guidance team, and they're saying, okay, well, you know all these ways to love. This is how you love. This is how you love. This is how you love. This is love. And I was like, why don't people do this? And they were like, they don't know how. And I realized, oh, my God, this is what's missing. People really, they don't know how. It's not anyone's fault. We know how to, we're learning, especially as light workers, how to heal and resolve things. We know how to be of service now. We've been caring, but we don't really, we don't fully know how to self-love to such a degree that we are completely embodied with the energy and the frequency and the vibration of so much self-love that that's all there is. And it's always with harm to none. You understand? Because love would never harm anyone or anything. It's not about putting someone else down or hurting someone else or kicking someone else to the corner. It's just simply about saying, this, I really have to learn how to love myself so, so much. And that includes releasing the need to love someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's very powerful. Yeah. Love is the only solution. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Lori. Lori, can we do now, an activation for the group about letting go?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So, let's keep with this topic of self-love and let's do some. And we'll do some stuff on maybe what we'll do is we'll do a group, maybe 10 minutes. Is that okay if we do a little, like, 10-minute energy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll do a little meditation. We'll do a little healing. I'm just going to talk people through a couple things before we get into it. Number one, the way that I do my healing, for anyone who doesn't necessarily know me or know my work, I'm going to be working straight with Source, Divine Source, which I call the true God of love, the true God of consciousness. We all refer to God in different ways, but I'll call it Source or Creator, Divine Creator. I, you know, use different words, but it's basically the highest, clearest, purest frequency of consciousness that I'm able to access, which I happen to think is pretty clear. And so we're not combining energies. We're not mixing energies. It's that Source that will be working with you, whoever you are, listening live or in delayed playback. It knows exactly who you are. And we are working with the law of free will and consent, which means you need to consent by saying yes, thank you. I'll say what we're going to do because Source will give me words and say, this is what we're going to do first. Tell them what we're going to do and get them to say yes if they want it. That's all. If you don't want it, you hear something you don't want, you just simply say no, thank you. So we're not combining energies. You have to give your consent with the law of free will. And you'll hear what we're going to do first. And is there anything else I need to say first? Oh, and sometimes I do have teams of healers that work with me. They often come in. And they're workers in the non-physical realm. Some of them are angels. Some of them are ascended masters. Some of them are, they might call themselves a spirit doctor team or healers of the non-physical world. They only have benevolent intentions. I don't work with anyone else who's not pure and benevolent. So if you hear me say their names, that's a sign they're coming in to help, or them as a group. And then, through this, as we go into it, just please right now set your intention, if you're going to participate, that you would like to receive the maximum benefits that you can possibly receive, which are for your highest and greatest benefit. That's all. That and only that. And that will make a world of difference, too, because you're always in the driver's seat. All right, so with that, if you will, please, if you haven't already, begin to start breathing in through your nose and down into your belly. This is just going to be no more than 10 minutes. But really, we want to put you into a relaxed state. So if you're multitasking right now, you won't benefit as well. You always benefit more if you can get into a relaxed state. And the way to do that is to start breathing deep, stop multitasking, sit down, wherever you are, if you're able to, and begin to breathe deep, comfortable breaths in through the nose, down into the belly, expand the belly with the breath, expand the chest, expand the back, expand the lungs, expand the throat center, and then exhale, whatever feels good, comfortable, and right for you in terms of breathing deep, comfortable breaths, big, big breaths, as big as you can. And as you're breathing these breaths, you may choose to close your eyes, assuming you're able to, that's best. And just relax, and with your mind once again, you're just intending to receive the maximum benefits, which are for your highest and best good. And then while you're breathing, you may also choose to invite in an animal companion who is yours, not someone else's. Love, free will prevails, which means you can invite in your animal companion to also receive the energy healing and the gifts of this healing that we're about to receive. And the way you invite them in, they don't have to be physically present with you. You just, with your mind, you say their name, either out loud or silently, and you just say, I invite you in to receive these gifts. That's all. And then you might see them in your mind. It's fine if they're sitting by you or near you, but they don't have to be. And just keep breathing comfortable breaths. So we're calling in divine creator of all that is, the highest, clearest, purest, lightest, original source, original divine source, the true divine source of all that is, infinite source, infinite consciousness, infinite love, divine creator God. Okay, and so the first thing we're going to receive here, it's saying, is just a gentle, loving, compassionate healing for each and every one of us, as is uniquely appropriate for each and every one of us, giving our consent. This healing will be where Source just circles in and through, in and around your energy field of you, the being, and the body, whether you're an animal or a human. And it will gently, lovingly locate from within and around your energy field, the field of consciousness, any and all dense, heavy, draining energies, vibrations or frequencies, any and all heaviness, dross, emotional turmoil, mental turmoil, any and all energy frequencies or vibration and or vibrations of pain, suffering, grief, loss, regret, remorse, sorrow, whatever is just heavy in your field, Source is now, with your consent, locating it. You're just breathing and you're noticing. And as it locates it, it will so lovingly, so compassionately, and so gently now lift it, remove it, dissolve it, and take it away and transform it back into love back into its infinite love. And it will also heal all of this for you, provide a healing for you, whoever you are, on a history level. In other words, wherever it first began, in linear time. And that healing will continue throughout all time and all space and all dimensions and all realities in an omnidirectional way. Now, if you're willing to receive this first part, this part of the healing, sort of prepping us for what's to come, this is a time to say, yes, I need to get out of the way so that these energies can come through me, and actually not just through me, around to all of us from Source. They'll amplify in a moment when I stop speaking. So just breathe a few moments of silence while this is happening. As you're breathing, just breathe. Notice whatever you notice is fine, even if it's nothing. And remember to give your consent by just saying, yes, thank you. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Now, this is intensifying ever so slightly. You just keep breathing and noticing whatever it is fine. There it goes. Nice. Yes, yes, yes. Nice, very nice. You may notice a little intensification there. You may notice a little amplification. You may notice, obviously, the tingles are very common. You may notice nothing. That's fine, too. Just notice whatever you notice, even if it's nothing. Notice yourself sitting and breathing. Nice clearing going on here, folks. Even if you don't notice anything in particular, it is working. It's divine source. My job is to know it's working. Nice. There it goes. Nice. Fully integrating now. Nice. Okay, good. Now, we're going straight to the heart center. Source is pointing straight to the heart center of every person. Then we're going to do some very clear activations is what's coming next. The first heart center, it's saying go first to the heart center. So each person listening on the call, and also for those in delayed playback, right, Source works in the now, always in the now. So even when you're in the now moment, if now moment is at a later time in linear time, that's fine. It's saying go straight to the heart center. It's saying the people listening on this call need a little heart center clearing and activation. So that's what we're working with. This is going to focus on opening and amplifying the brain center in the heart. So every heart actually has brain matter. Actually the same matter as exists in the brain. And what Source wants to do is activate more of this heart-centered energy consciousness in the heart center for each person. This is going to expand your ability to be empathic and your ability to give and receive love, especially and in particular self-love, love toward the self, which is the focus of all love. The center of all love starts with self-love. So if you're willing to receive this now, keep breathing, giving your consent. Yes, thank you. If you're an animal, you will also receive it. We're talking to the animals through vibration and frequency. I've got lots of animals here already. Breathe and receive. Breathe and notice. A few moments of silence while this is being done. You may put your center of attention on your heart if you choose. No way to do this wrong. Spirit Doctor team coming forward to assist with this healing. Spirit Doctor team and benevolent galactic shamans assisting with opening the heart center. And what they're doing is locating from within and around the heart center all aspects of each unique individualized body and being which are truly ready to open and expand to more love, more self-love. And they're just gently, lovingly assisting in this way, just as Source has been. Keep breathing to receive this. If you give your consent, of course, you just say yes, thank you. If not, no thank you. Yes, yes, yes. When you hear me say yes, it's because I'm also receiving the healing. Nice. A little more. This is about to intensify and amplify. Just notice whatever you notice as you're breathing. Yes, yes, yes. Divine Reiki Masters also coming forward. Reiki Masters and our many ascended masters and other powerful Reiki healers, they're just coming forward and they're adding in Reiki healing energies with what we're doing. They're just intensifying and amplifying. They work with me all the time because I am a Reiki Master, but really they're just adding to what we've already been doing, nothing different. They're just helping to accelerate, amplify, and intensify these energies of healing. That's all. And it's only as it's for our highest and greatest good, with harm to none. You're just breathing. You're just noticing. Nice, good. Source is stepping forward again for the next activation. This is what will be done. I'm about to translate for Source Consciousness now. Source is truth, Source's point of view, and Source's perspective, understanding, and definition of self-love will now be downloaded and instilled within you and within every cell of your body and being with your consent. Your truth, your point of view, and your perspective, understanding, and definition of self-love will be brought into alignment with divine creator of all that is, true Source, divine Source, as it relates to this topic area of self-love. The following truths will be yours. I know what it feels like to love myself. I know how to love myself in the highest and best ways. It's safe for me to love myself in the highest and best ways. I am aligned with the energies, the frequencies, and the vibrations of self-love. I am self-love. If you're willing to receive this activation and these downloads now, this alignment with and from Source. If you're willing to receive this, give your consent by simply breathing and saying, yes, thank you. I'm going to get out of the way while this is being done. Clearing away everything that would stand in the way of this healing in any way, shape, or form. Divine creator of all that is, right here and right now, we are ready. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Breathing and noticing, here comes really nice. Notice whatever you notice, whatever it is fine. Nice, that's done. Good, beautiful. Next thing, I'm pausing to listen. I'm checking the time real quick. Good. Okay, we've just gone about 10 minutes. Is it all right if I go like just another minute or two? Come on, Seth?
Yes, yes, Christina, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so it's Source says it will go longer than 2 minutes if we let it, but I'm just going to tune in here. Okay, let's just go.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Okay, good. So it wants to do another clearing based on what we discussed earlier, and that is the clearing on the Savior and the wounded healer. So it's saying, many wounded healers walk among you. These healers are the brightest lights of humanity. The saviors are often, in many ways, brightest lights of humanity. Yet your light is dimmed by the need to save others and the need to heal the wounded. Let us brighten your light now by clearing and resolving the wounded healer and the savior archetype. So this is what's going to be done for us now. I'm going to translate further. We will now, with your consent, clear, heal, and resolve the wounded healer and the wounded and the savior, including all energies and vibrations, all frequencies of the wounded healer and the savior, also including all programs, implants, explants, patterns, beliefs, belief systems, points of view, perspectives, ideologies, both known and unknown, both conscious and unconscious, both real and imagined, from this lifetime and every other, including in between lifetimes. All of this will now be located from within and around you, your body and your being, lifted, removed, dissolved, cleared, healed, and resolved, taken away and transformed into love and light, and healed and resolved through all time, through all space, through all dimensions, through all realities in an omnidirectional way. This means your bloodlines, your ancestors, your generations, and your tribes will also receive the gifts of this healing, as is uniquely appropriate for them, only as is for their highest and greatest good, and only in accordance with the law of love, which is a law of one, which says all there is love. If you're willing to receive this healing and contribute in this way, breathe into your body and being and say yes, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Nice. There's a little more. Yes, yes, yes. I'm laughing because a lot of times when a healing is done, Source gives me a joy tap and it makes me laugh. But we're all feeling this energy, so just a few more moments. It's done. Source is done with its work. And we just need a few more moments to breathe, to let it to integrate. And I'm going to just tell you what Source showed me. I'm just going to share with you something that was shown to me while this was being done. It was like a big luminescent, iridescent pearl, and this drop, it was like a drop of a pearl. As you guys are coming out of the breath, you can start to come back, you know, while I'm telling you this, just gently bring yourself back, you know, to our now moment. So this pearl drop came into the center of our circle and simultaneously dropped through the crown of each person giving consent and each animal, and drop down through their core pillar, which is really, we've called this the major energy centers of the body, the crown, the third eye, which is the center of the brain, the throat center, the heart center, the belly center, the reproductive center, the tailbone. This pearl drop went through all these major energy centers and then started to filter almost itself through. Filter's not the right word. Leak, in a good way, leak. In other words, start to travel through all the major meridians of all these major energy centers, like the bloodlines, the blood flow of the body and being of every person and animal saying yes. This is just what was shown to me. Now, you, whoever said yes, whoever has participated, you may have experienced something entirely unique to you, very different perhaps. But the reason I'm sharing that with you is as we're all coming kind of out of this, you could just have a little more awareness that that was just what Source showed me. And Source was just saying this beautiful, perfect pearl, this comes from the sea, comes from perfection, of my creation is now within each and every one of you, and it's now working with you and for you, and will continue to work with you and for you into the coming days throughout your journey to assist you in fully aligning with self-love, in fully really releasing the need to save or heal anyone, and to knowing that you are perfect and fine and divine in your body, in your being, in your consciousness, and that all is well. Good, and we are done, and so we are complete. Thank you.
Thank you. That's so beautiful. I feel the energy, especially at the top of my head, and a lot of things. Mm. And really, I felt this this feeling of being free, of being the savior of others, because I also had this feeling. And really, it's really beautiful. It has this sense of freedom, and also it feels really peaceful. So that was that was so beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, because one thing to really understand, just one other thing about being like savior and wounded healer archetypes and those patterns, you know, it doesn't mean we don't want to be of service, because true service comes from, like we were saying, a pure place. We want to be of service. It's so important. That's what makes us happy. I mean, we talk about our true divine uniqueness. The uniqueness of each of us is our unique gifts, talents, and abilities that we can bring forward, that we can help and serve. But savior is different from wanting to be of service. Savior is like, I need to save you, I need to rescue you, you know, I need to heal you, and I'm wounded because I need to do that, you know. Whereas being of service is like we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I just wanted to truly mention, sort of as a caveat of this, is, you know, when we're talking about our true divine uniqueness, part of that is our happiness, our fulfillment, right? Our happiness, our joy, our satisfaction in life, our contentment, our fulfillment, that part of us that's really, truly wanting to experience true happiness, true fulfillment, true joy, you know, and bliss, and all these kinds of really happy, fulfilled types of states. Well, you know, I've been really putting a lot of attention on this, and I realized that, you know, being of service, a pure service, a desire to serve, it's an essential requirement for happiness. It really is. I mean, I know for me, I am always so happy when somebody just is so grateful to me for receiving something I gave out of love, you know, and joy. And when someone really says, like, wow, thank you. Like, just the other day I was at the coffee shop doing work behind my computer, and I was kind of wrapping up at the end of the night, and this gentleman walked up to me whose dog was just really like a puppy, very erratic, kind of crazy energy. And I was just chatting with him for a few moments, and I was just telling him some things, you know, in a very 3D way, like, in other words, in a separation duality kind of way. He was not, you know, into awakening or ascension or any of that stuff. And I was just sharing with him, and I talked to him for quite a while, and I gave him a lot of really good information and valuable, helpful insights, stuff that maybe I might normally charge for in a private session or something, you know. And afterwards, at the end, when we were saying goodbye, and he was just so grateful, he was like, thank you, I feel like you're an angel. That's what he said to me. It was so nice, you know. I got so happy because he received the gift with gratitude, and I felt my service. I felt like, wow, I was really of service. And he received it with gratitude. And that was so fulfilling for me. And this is what I'm saying. When we really come forward to be of service, I was just being of service to him in that moment. No attachment, no expectation. No, I wasn't even expecting him to receive it so gratefully. I just knew I could share something that would be helpful. This is such an essential requirement for happiness, is when we can truly be of service. So I'm not ever saying, you know, by healing, you know, the wounded healer, or healing, you know, the savior, or even like the rescuer, which is a similar, same kind of vibration as the savior. We're not saying we don't want to be of service, because we know that that is so important. And we know that that is so essential in our world, and we know it's a requirement for happiness and fulfillment. So it's an essential pillar of happiness, which, by the way, would you like to know what the other essential pillars are for happiness?
Yeah, sure.
Because I think that a lot of times we don't even know. Well, one for sure is service, as we just said. Another is, can you guess any of them? I mean, you know that you're going to know what they are. Of course, you're going to know. But one of it is to have a true, authentic connection with spirit.
Yeah.
You must definitely feel that. In order to be, if a person doesn't have that, they might find it. They might believe they have it with science. They could be a quantum physicist, and they could find their spiritual connection in that way. And they might not necessarily define it as spiritual. But they could have that deep love connection with something higher, bigger, greater than them. And they might just call it science.
Mm-hmm.
But they do, you have to have a deep, profound connection with something greater than you. And it is a spiritual connection, whether you call it spiritual or not. That is a requirement for happiness, without question. Okay, two other big key factors. One, the third one, and this is, they're all equally important as far as I'm concerned, is progress and expansion. So you, as a unique soul being, whoever you are, you must feel and sense progress, expansion, some kind of growth or forward movement that is relevant for your unique life, progress and expansion. And I think this is part of why there was a lot of unhappiness last year and hardship, because what we had astrologically, and I won't go into the details of that, but we had so many hard angles, so many squares astrologically, so many retrogrades. We had, like, at some points, we had 5 retrogrades all at once, and not just for a day or a week, like months at a time. And retrogrades don't allow forward movement. They just don't. They're telling you go back over old stuff. So that is a really miserable time for a lot of people because of that. All right. But anyway, so third thing, forward movement and expansion. And the fourth and final thing, do you know what it is? Would you guess?
Being in present moment.
Well, that's a good one. But actually, for a pillar of happiness, it's a good one. That may be, but that's not what I ever concluded. What my, because I do think that I agree with you. But what I would say is deep, fulfilling relationship with others, community.
Exactly.
Because like even hermits, like I have a lot of time alone. You need to feel comfortable alone and be happy to be alone. So I guess that would be part of it, like being in the now, in the present moment. But it's a very significant part of our lives. We are tribal beings. We're tribal beings. We're not solitary creatures.
Yeah.
We need one another. We need each other. That's why summits like this are so great. Because we come together in a group and we find tribe. We connect in very deep, very real ways. And even if I don't know everybody who's listening and everybody doesn't necessarily know me personally, we are connecting on very deep, real, significant things that matter to us. And we have this tribal connection. And this is a necessary ingredient of happiness, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So those, to me, are the major pillars of happiness. according to me. This is probably not only me.
I totally agree. And also, when we are, like, happy about things that are happening in our life, we want to share them with others. And we want to let others experience them as well. So I totally agree with you. It's having this fulfilling relationships with others really bring us to this feeling of connection, of oneness with others and all there is. That's wonderful. Great. Laurie, can we take questions from the audience?
Let's do that.
Okay, great. So again, everybody, if you are calling from the phone or Skype or the webcast, you can raise your hand by pressing *2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right. Here we have a caller from Nogales, Arizona. Phone number ending with 9009. Hello, are you with us?
Is that me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my goodness! Oh dear.
What is your name?
Oh my! My name is Suzanne.
Welcome,
Suzanne. Hi, Laura. Hi, Monica. Well, hello. I love your message so much about self-love and about not being, I have been a rescuer. And I've not been that for a while, but, you know, it's always sort of residually there. But I think it's very difficult to know how to proceed with this business of putting myself first. There's things that I do, but then I get distracted and I don't follow through on them.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of my health and my physical well-being and
what is it that distracts you though? Is it just like the world and the busyness of the world, or is it?
I just think it's my own. I could be doing this, or I could be doing that, or I could be doing something else. You know,
right? Oh, the grass is always greener. Yeah, the grass is always greener.
Within my very small life. It's not like I'm involved with a million things. There's no, you know, I've been retired for a long time, and I realized even though I was retired, I'm still stressed because there's, you know, it's just running me.
Too much noise out there.
Too much noise.
It sounds, I tell you one thing I'm just picking up intuitively is that part of your karma. I do numerology, too. It's one of the things I do. I'm not just a huge toolkit, so I just use whatever comes, but that part of your karmic lesson is a number one. One has to do with focus. And, you know, we're in a 1 year, actually. Do you want to tell me your birthday real quick, if you're willing to tell your birthday, Suzanne?
Yeah, May 21st, 1937.
Oh, my God. All right, well, 21st, 21, so repeating one. So what that means, it's not your karmic lesson. It's not something missing in your life. It's that you have issues with one. So it's also because you like to play. You have like to have a good time.
Oh,
yeah. You like to have fun. Yeah. So you get distracted. Oh, this fun thing to play with. Oh, that fun thing to play with. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like fun. All right. So May 21st. So the question then for you is, in terms of getting focused with the self-love, let's bring it back to the self-love, because I get it. You get distracted, and because there's a lot of fun things to play with, and there's a lot of fun things. You know, planet Earth is the ultimate Garden of Eden. It's really true. There is so much to play with here and to distract us. But the thing is with the self-love, if you understand, this is how I have worked with self-love, one of the ways, is that what I've come to realize is, if my mission is self-love, then everything else either has to enhance or strengthen that mission, and anything that doesn't has to go. So a perfect example is, let's use something a little simpler. I'm just going to stay with you for a few minutes, Suzanne. Is that okay if we kind of do a little story around this? Yeah, okay. So it might sound like I'm sort of swaying off this, but I'm not. I'm just using an example for everybody to benefit from. A perfect example is something you don't want to do. So maybe it's something you kind of get distracted by. Maybe let's say it's smoking. Maybe it's like you, instead of meditating every day, you go, maybe you're drinking, maybe you have an unhealthy behavior. Or maybe you're choosing something beyond something that you truly want. Like maybe you really want to meditate, but you're not meditating. Or maybe you really want to exercise every day, but you're not. Right? So there's this... I'm doing something I don't want to do, and I'm not doing something I do want to do. Like, those are avoidances, distractions, right? Well, if you remember, the bigger picture is that what your highest choice is to love yourself, with harm to none, of course. Then, suddenly, the choice to not smoke, for example, or not do something that you don't want to do, becomes easier, because now it's like, oh, smoking is not self-love. Drinking is not self-love. You know, indulgence of unhealthy behaviors or activities is not self-love. Therefore, I'm going to choose something better, self-love. Or let's say you're like, I want to exercise every day. Now, on the other hand, I want to do something, but I'm not doing something that I want to do. I want to meditate, but I'm distracted by something else. Or I want to exercise every day, but I'm distracted. Okay, great. But if you're remembering that what you really want is self-love, then, oh, exercise. I can exercise today because I want to love myself. And I know that's an expression of loving myself. Or, all right, I want to add more of some. Is this making sense?
It is making sense.
I think what I'm
definitely.
Trying to coach
I don't see. I. What I see is my. I don't smoke or drink or whatnot anymore. But what I see is that what's distracting are all the baubles around. You know, all the. Oh, I could go dust that, or I could do the dishes, or you know what I mean. And then
yeah.
The exercise is gone. You know. So I
but wait
see
a second.
That I see
when is doing the dishes? When is doing the dishes not an act of self-love? Why is doing the dishes not an act of self-love?
I think it's a matter of okay. For me, it's a matter of if I'm heading into a room where I can exercise and I see that the dishes are there, then I'll run and do the dishes and I'll forget about the exercise.
Right.
You know, that's the game I play with myself.
Yeah. But sometimes some of this is a simple matter of you know, what is it called? What's the word I'm looking for? Self-discipline, right?
Yeah.
I would wonder how that word, what that word triggers in, because a lot, yeah, people are sometimes you're laughing.
Right, that doesn't feel good.
Right, because we have a negative connotation with the word self-discipline. We have a negative connotation with that word discipline. And understand that discipline in our reality, if you were hearing from the beginning of the show when we were talking about, I was talking about our bad parenting, the bad parenting we've received on planet Earth. We were taught discipline was painful. We think of discipline and we think of like, I mean, I think of like, you know, the war or the army. You know, I think of it as a painful thing. We don't think of discipline as love. But think about, what does the word disciple mean? The word disciple, to disciple yourself, is where the word discipline comes from. So that word discipline has been distorted. And what really that means, self-discipline, is to disciple yourself to a path, to disciple yourself to something. And so if you could start to think of, well, in terms of self-love and loving myself, could I disciple myself? Could I become a disciple of self-love? And could I recognize if self-love is the cure, self-love is the answer, and self-love is the way? I mean, because doing the dishes to me is an act of self-love. If my house is clean and organized and tidy, I feel great. But I understand what you're saying. It's distracting you from other things too. You need to become more discipled, and we need to sort of reevaluate your point of view about discipleship and discipline and discipling yourself. So would you be willing right now? Is it making sense for you?
Oh, it is. Yes, it is.
All right, good. So let's just give you a quick attunement. And every person can do this if you're willing to. Let me just tune into Source really fast and get the guidance on it. Yeah, all right. Would you be willing to right now receive Divine Source Consciousness alignment with Divine Source perspective, truth, point of view, understanding and definition regarding self-discipline, the true nature of self-discipline, the true meaning of self-discipline, and everything that you need to know, see, perceive, realize, understand, accept, allow, embrace, acknowledge, forgive, release, accept, new, transcend, whatever it is you need to receive, which is uniquely appropriate to you, whomever you are listening, would you be willing to receive Source Consciousness? In other words, as it relates to self-discipline.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, and bring you into alignment with Divine Source Consciousness on this topic area. So everyone's saying yes. You're going to breathe deep, comfortable breaths into your nose, down into your belly. Let's have Source instill this within you now, within every cell of your body and being, only for your highest and greatest good, of course. All right, let me get out of the way here. Like this stuff. Clearing away everything that was standing in the way of this healing. Yes, yes, yes. So Just breathing and notice. Whatever you notice is fine. It's starting already. There it comes. Nice. Okay, good. It's just filtering through. Fully integrating now throughout the entire body and being. Reminding you, we're not touching anyone's bodies. We're not dispersing energy. We're not mixing energy. It's just source is doing a download. You're breathing, receiving, and saying, yes, thank you. And you're just noticing yourself, being present to yourself, breathing, receiving, and saying, yes, thank you. That's it. Good. Okay. This is complete. Awesome. So now understand what we just did, even though it's almost instantaneous, the brain doesn't necessarily say, ah, I'm an expert at self-discipline now. What the brain and the person does, for you, Shirley, and anyone else who got this, you go to sleep that night, you kind of don't necessarily know what happened. You might have felt something in the moment. You might not. Who knows? Whatever. But what you do is you realize it's energy, and it's going to integrate into your consciousness.
Yeah.
And then the next day or two or a week, you suddenly notice, maybe I'll make a list today of the things, and maybe I'll stick to that list, and maybe that will be my self-love for the day. Or maybe today I'll, you know, do something. It's just something changes. Let the miracle happen. However, whatever is divinely, uniquely right and appropriate for you. Make sense?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, yes.
Yeah, awesome.
Yes.
The only other thing I would, just as a coaching thing for you, I would advise is, as someone who is highly disciplined, I am very disciplined to the point that Source says to me, you will not work. I will crash your website, Lori. You will not work for 6 weeks. You will take a vacation. That's what I get. You will stop, Lori. You will stop working because I'm incredibly self-disciplined. But the one thing I would, like, I need to take more vacation and time off, you know, that's my thing. But one thing I would say to you as just a coaching from human to human, it does help sometimes if you make a list and you say, you know, not a ridiculous list. You say, okay, to me, self-love would be doing these three things. And even if one of the three things is going to the beach and laying on the beach for 2 hours, whatever it is to you.
Okay.
And then saying, I promise myself. I promise myself as an act of self-love, I will make these three things happen today. And then you do it because it's an act of self-love. Because
right.
You choose the behavior of self-love. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. It's much simpler than it's much simpler.
Yeah.
I make things very complicated and then I can't start. You know?
We do that to ourselves. We do. We do that to ourselves. I'm with you. Yeah, see how that flies. The other thing I totally will invite you to is I have a call coming up on self-love. I know I didn't, I'm not, you know, we're here about your divine uniqueness, but if you're interested, you can always get in on that call. It's a free call about it. I'm doing a whole class on it. So anyway, you could always,
thank you.
We can connect on that afterwards. Yeah. Lots of love to you. Thank you, Suzanne.
Oh, lots of love to you. Thank you both. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel
thank
better.
You, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lori. That was really, really powerful. And as you said earlier, you were talking about the four pillars of happiness, and there was the expansion and growth and self-discipline. It's really help us to really expand and grow in a new, great way. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right, Lori, can we now talk about the special offer, and then we take a couple more questions?
Yes, let's do that. Okay, good.
Okay, so just for the link, it's for everyone. You can visit the page by visiting the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lori8, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lori8, Lori and number 8, or just click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. All right, Lori, can you please talk about that?
All right, so I am also loading it here because I want to just look at it. I know what we sent to you. But, okay, so this is a whole package, and actually this package is it's all kinds of energy. Oh, the self-love, there's a self-love healing call. This is a brand new call I just did in the package. All right, so let's go through it. First it's a home, you know, it's all home site, but there's a lot of live energy healing on it, just very similar to what we did today. Very powerful energy healing. So the first one, there's a group mastermind coaching call. And that was a group call that we did to help people to really get into alignment with Divine Source, to get into alignment with their happiness and their fulfillment, and to really explore our own spiritual development, much in alignment with those four pillars we were talking about earlier. It's really, how do we get into alignment with our true love, our true joy, our true fulfillment, our true happiness? We went into that on that coaching call. So, and that call, by the way, was valued at $100. So that's part of that. Or $200. I think it's $199 is what that call was. All right. Next one is accelerating your psychic intuitive gifts and your empathic talents and abilities, connecting with your higher self and your God self. This is a 2-hour call. And I'm pretty sure there's live energy healing on this as well. Almost everything I do has energy healing in there. It's 2 training calls with a meditation, which includes live energy healing. So that's a very, really rich call in and of itself. That's going to coach you through developing your gifts, and there'll be, yes, a nice meditation with energy in there. Then, for those of you who want to learn about the Akashic Records, which is another way to really strengthen your relationship with the divine, and this is for people and animals, by the way. This is a great little mini package. So it's an intro to the Akashic Records, and it includes how to access your records. It includes a little mini ebook with the way that you access your records, and the Akashic Records prayer, and it includes a healing meditation with the Akashic Records. It's another way. This is a beautiful package to really strengthen your relationship with the divine, receive powerful energy healing. The Akashic Records are one of the many tools I work with. I know we didn't really talk about that so much today, but it's your records. It's the records of your soul's lineage. It's the records of everything you need to know or have or experience so that you can live your best life. That's really what it's about. All right. Then there's the Sacred Energy Activations for Pets and People. Those calls are very powerful energy healing calls for pets and animals, or animals and people, I'm sorry. And they include coaching similar to what we saw today, you know, what we heard today, like similar to what I did with Suzanne. And very potent live energy healing. And this stuff, you see, the way I do the energy healing, it works for everybody. So someone might bring up an issue of, you know, self-discipline, or someone might bring up an issue of I have pain in my back, or someone might bring up an issue of I have financial issues, or someone might bring up a relationship issue, or maybe their animal has some physical health challenge. They bring up these issues, and we tailor it so that the entire group benefits, and then we do powerful energy healing around it. Okay, that's what that is. Then the next one is a manifestation and healing circle with live energy healing and DNA upgrades. Now, understand, these calls are 3 hours long. They always include updates about what's going on with ascension. It's very relevant to what's going on planet Earth right now. The second area is a lot of Q&A, so you get to hear what other people are asking about, and it's, again, similar to what you hear on summits, but it's always about ascension. These calls are about ascension, and they're about manifestation also, the process of manifestation and the tools and why manifestation is so important. It's the way of creating now in the future. It's not the old way of linear approach. And then the DNA activations are incredibly important because that's where everything exists in our DNA. You need to get these activations to really upgrade your energy fields to align with the new Earth reality. It's just, there's so much content in here, it's almost hard to explain it all, but you go into it more in these calls. Then the speed activations calls, though, that is a 45-minute pure energy healing. These are straight downloads. Those activations will probably, that one I think has the diamond codes and certain codes of activations that you need to really fully anchor into the new 5D frequencies, the new timelines of reality. So, and some of this might sound a little like confusing to some people, but you learn it when you get the packages because it's very advanced material. It's not beginner material, but you will understand it as a beginner when you listen. You will become very advanced very quickly. Okay, and then the 11 ways to have a more magnificent relationship with your animal companions. It's just, that's a really great call that just helps you to learn things that you can do. This is like, because I'm such an animal lover myself, and animals have taught me so much of what I learn. They tell me what they want humans. They tell me to tell humans how to help them and how to help the humans. So that's kind of what that call's about. And then finally, the self-love healing call. That's planetary healing, by the way. There's lightworker planetary healing on that call. I just did it. It's brand new. I mean, all this stuff is very, very recent. So that whole package is valued at $1,100. So it's a savings of over 90%. We're giving today for $97. It's a great package. It's an awesome package. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, just keep in mind, what we're really talking about, what this package is about, is really it's just accelerating and amplifying your consciousness, aligning you more fully with divine source consciousness, bringing you into more alignment with self-love, self-value, self-worth, assisting your animals to energetically upgrade as well, because we're including the animal companions, and really awakening your dormant potential, your God self. That's what this package is about. It's about bringing you into alignment with love, which is the divine source. And it's not love the way we define it in the old way. It's a whole new way of embodying the essence of who you are, your true divine, your true divine uniqueness, your unique God self, sovereign God self being. That's what this package is about. And again, as I said, we include our animals. I include the animals in almost all the work I do because they're such a major part of the puzzle.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, thank you. Thank you so much, Lori, for offering this powerful package. And as you said, like it's about aligning with our divine self, our true divine uniqueness. And when we are in that state, we really engage in this accelerated energy. And we have really a greater effects on our life and also in people around us and in the expansion of our planet. So that's really important. And thank you
I will tell you and just one thing just about me personally, when I created all these package items, my work and my mission was never was never born out of anything other than my desire really to be of service. And for people who are into astrology, just as a side note, I have what's called the stellium, which means four major planets in the eighth house, which is the house of the metaphysical. So my sun, which is the essence of who I am, my personality, my outer presentation, my moon, which is the essence of who I am internally, my emotions, my inner self, my Mercury, which is the way I communicate and work, and my Venus, which is everything I love and value, are all in the eighth house of the metaphysical. So that is the essence of who I am. That is the totality of me. And that eighth house of metaphysical, by the way, for me, happens to be Cancer, the sign of Cancer. What is Cancer? Cancer is the sign of love. It's a water sign. It's the healer. This is totally who I am. So this isn't just some kind of sales package. Everything that's in here is born from the metaphysical and born out of love and service. It's really beautiful content. I totally love and believe in this work and what I do, and it's my reason for being here. It is my mission. I've never not done any of this these package contents without pure love, desire to be of service. So anyway, I think it's great stuff. Yeah. I hope you will love it too. And I highly, highly recommend it to everyone who wants to strengthen your connection with source and purify your energy field.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I also believe in the purity and the essence of your work. And I experienced this before and really felt the love that you, in which you offer your service and how you help others. And really, I felt the difference in within myself and in my life. So thank you so much. And I'm so honored to be able to offer your work to our audience. So. Thank you again. Yeah,
awesome.
And again, everyone, you can get to this special offer page by clicking on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page, or you can visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lori and number 8, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lori8, L-O-R-I-8. Yeah, that's it. So
thank you. Awesome.
Great. Wonderful. We still have 7-8 minutes. Can we take one or more or two more questions?
Yeah, let's do that.
Great. We have here a question from Jen. Hi, Lori. How do we love ourselves more? I feel like I do love myself, but apparently I don't. I have lack of finances and good relationships. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, lack of finances is always linked to self-worth and self-value. And needless to say, self-worth and self-value is always linked to self-love. Problems in relationships is typically linked to entanglements and attachments with others that typically are unhealthy for one or both parties, one or both members. So part of the self-love in this case is going to be, yeah, healing and resolving those entanglements and attachments, which, by the way, stuff in the package does that. And also learning new processes of self-love, which, by the way, that self-love healing call does give some really great tools for self-love. I mean, this is what I go into. Let me just say, there's some basic things you can do on a daily basis to help you with self-love. And one of the first things, of course, is always the recognition. I have some things in my life that I've done. I cannot believe how powerful they've been for as little acts of self-love. And I mean, I'm going to be teaching this in my upcoming class, self-love, the whole workshop that I'm doing. But one of the most simple things you can start doing is just asking every day, what would love do now? And when I say what would love do now, I mean what would love think if love was thinking your thoughts? What would love say if love was speaking through you? What would love do if love was taking a particular action related to something in your life? What would love do now? Just by asking that question all the time, almost as often as you can. Like, I mean, we forget. We get on something, we start doing something, and then something, yeah, like distracts us and we forget. No, if you wrote that question down, what would love do? How would love think? How would love behave? What would love say? And you put that question on a piece of paper, or those questions, and then you put that piece of paper, you know, on the dashboard of your car, or, you know, the visor of your car, or you hang it in, you know, you hang it in the bathroom at the mirror, and, you know, you put it on your computer in smaller typeface or whatever. It reminds you. That alone is going, because every time you ask a question of the universe, the universe gives you an answer. People just, our society hasn't been trained to ask questions. It's one of the most important tools we have. If you ask a question like that, you're going to start getting the answer. The answer is going to come into your mind. It's going to come into your awareness. Or some person down the street is going to be like, oh, this is what I've been doing to love myself every day. Like, it's something like that.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. So start there, Jen. That's a good place to start. And I highly recommend the package, especially that self-love healing call, because we really go into that in more depth. There's so many wonderful things we can do to strengthen our self-love and understand. Just one last time I'll say, when it comes to money and finances, that is a direct cause and effect relationship to your self-worth and your self-value. And when we're talking about self-worth and self-value, like I have done lots of healing. There's lots of healing in that package on those topic areas. When you're talking about self-worth and self-value, that is intricately connected to issues of self-love and lovability. So you're on the right path. You're listening to the right call. You're talking to the right person. And there's certain actions and things you can do to really change this for yourself in a huge and magnificent way. Same thing with relationships, Jen. So I love you and I hear you. And the good news is you're right where you need to be. You're on the right path. You're asking the right questions. You're listening to the right call. You're listening to the right person. And the package is right in front of you. You got to go for it now. And start asking those questions. That will help. All right. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah.
To Jen.
Yes, yes, it was. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lori, and thank you, Jen, for your question. Wonderful. Yeah, so all right, so yeah, I think thank you so much, Lori, for this really wonderful call. We learned so much from you, like the information. It was new and really, really powerful. So it gave us the awareness of what is next for us and how we really can help accelerate our ascension process and our global ascension. So thank you for the processes. That was really, really powerful. And thank you for the package again. So, yeah. It's,
awesome.
It's really,
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today and letting me share. And I just want to say how much I have loved knowing you in the time we've known each other so far. And I know there's more to come. And, yeah, thank you. I love you. And love to everybody who listened too.
Thank you.
Thank
you
next
so
time.
Much, Lori.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Much love to you. And yeah, so everyone, again, I invite you to take advantage of this really powerful package. And again, you can get to it by clicking on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page or by visiting the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lori and number 8, LORI. And number 8. And yeah, so thank you everyone for joining us today live and being present with us and sharing your energy with us. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your cooperation. And yeah, so with that, I send you a tremendous amount of love and see you on the next call. Bye bye, everyone.